Welcome to the Tone Jerks Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Gower, and with me today we got...
Kyle McIntyre. Kyle Jackintyre. All right.
Damn, that's pretty good. Wow. I mean, never done that.
Took me fucking 35 years to come up with that one.
You're like, one day as you're beating your dick, you're like, oh.
I am.
I am beating my...
Spinning like a rope, beating on my dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it owes me money. Yeah, different song.
Anyways, Kyle, besides beating it, what you been doing the past week? Hanging in there?
Just, I'm barely, dude. Well, today, actually, the other day we bought a new screen door for the... I was going to put it on the back porch. Technically still have a screen door on.
Yeah.
Don't have one on the front, like the front, like the garage, like where we come in through the carport.
Yeah.
I was like, well... We have one there. I was going to replace it, but let me just put this one on here. So I took the changed plans, put it on the front of the house.
Yeah, you got to put it on the porch so you can be out there enjoying Anytime USA.
Anytown USA, anytime. So put a new screen door on today, then put some new, because we got some bugs, you know. And weather was nice.
Yeah.
Today, actually, real nice. Perfect.
Yeah, this
bugs. Part of Texas, at least, weather's great. Northern Texas, I hear it's really hot up there right now.
Yeah.
A lot of fires.
It was, it rained. Now, this is your weather podcast. It rained yesterday. And then, like, towards like midday, like, sun came out. It was nice. And it's like, oh, cool. So I'm, like orientation and walking, like a tour of the store with a new hire.
And we're walking, and we go walking.
You know, here's the entrances, and here's through the building. And he's just like through the walk. He's like, "Nice day out today, huh?" And I'm like, "That's how you know." Just the small talk is just. I'm like, I'm his manager, and he's just trying to like. Hey, so I'm like, it's okay if there's silence, by the way. We don't have to talk all the time.
There's gonna be a lot of that, by the way, from you.
Yeah. I just thought that was funny. I'm like, this is where we are, where it's just like, we need to talk about the weather. Nice day out today, huh? And I'm like, God damn it.
That didn't take long. Yeah.
I'm like, cool. So we're an hour and a half in. And this is where
we are.
We're
ahead of schedule, I guess.
Small talk now.
You have a little box.
Check that off.
Check it.
All right. But anyway, so you got the screen door. You got a bug screen problem, door. Huh? So they're coming in.
You know, that's always have a bug problem. So screen door, which, you know, isn't really going to do much. I guess you open the door, they're going to fucking fly in anyways.
Yeah.
Need a bug zapper. That's what I really want.
Mm-hmm.
And just... Oh man, have you ever messed around with a bug zapper?
I think
I remember we would like spit on them
and
stuff, and just like it's like sends fucking lightning bolts out.
I want to say had like one of those bug zappers, like kind of like a fly swatter, to where you hit them in the air, and we'd smack each other with it.
Oh shit, how'd that feel?
I don't remember it being, I think it was like a one, we're done kind of thing. It was like old enough to be like, okay, yeah, we're done with this. This isn't, you know.
Yeah, we have two of those, actually. And we haven't took them to each other yet, so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
If
you took it to Carrie, I don't think she'd be none too pleased.
No.
And my hair.
No, I think I'd be wearing that thing up my ass, probably. I'd wake up with it up my butt.
Yeah. I got something for your ass, Playboy. Give me your...
Yeah. It's probably gonna wake up through that. So
you're like screen. My teeth are rattling though. I can feel it in my feelings.
This is more, you know, Carrie did a lot of work on this, but I brought home 50 bags of mulch.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fucking huge ass pallet.
Yeah.
Just loaded it in.
Yeah.
Just load up that plate. Load up that plate.
You bring home the mulch and she cooks it.
Yeah. So she put like 16 bags around one tree and then like 17 around another tree.
Okay.
we're trying to save these trees up front because, you know, nice to have something, you know.
You don't want like a desert landscape?
Yeah, no, not like I did have that in California.
California way.
The no water landscape. Yeah. The Arizona is what we're looking at here, boys.
Yeah.
It's dry. Dry as the moon. I don't know where that came from.
Just like my mom's pork chops.
Dry as fuck. Dry as a Sahara.
You gotta dip them in water before you take a bite, like Kobayashi with the hot dogs.
Got it. It's like a contest to see how many of those you could eat. Like people do was it the six saltine crackers? They can't make it through in like 30 seconds because there's just not enough saliva.
Oh, really?
Produced.
So it's like a cinnamon challenge or whatever. Like that. Isn't it like a tablespoon of cinnamon? You can't really.
Yeah. Speaking of challenges, I guess that's another one.
But the six saltine crackers. I bet I could do it.
Everyone says that, and then they're like,
"It's only six. They're not too bad."
Yeah. Well, whatever the challenge is, you gotta look it up.
Yeah.
I'll do the ice bucket challenge. It's so old. It's like, who are you pledging? Oh, shit. I don't know.
I'll do the milk crate challenge, and then you do the saltine challenge.
You do the Tide Pod challenge. I'll do the milk crate challenge.
And you just, people just fucking themselves up.
I know. I saw that recently. Like, I guess someone.
Is there like a resurgence or something?
It's like a fail. I don't know. I think they looked like old videos, but man. People get fucked up on that. They fall so far and then just stop moving on the fucking edge of, you know, they fall three crates. They fall sideways and land horizontally on three other crates that just don't move.
It's so like lowbrow humor. It's just people hurting themselves. And I'm just like, woo-wee! That's a knee slapper. I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
Because that is funny. It makes me laugh.
Just the freaking America's Most Funniest, what's it, that the song was playing in the back of your head? Anyways, so that was a kind of a big deal. We still have some more bags to work through.
Oh, yeah, you get the mulch, huh?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, the mulch.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got a new stock tank. So it's like something that like, you know, horses or cows would drink out of, you fill with water, but we're going to use it as like a little pool.
Okay.
You know,
like all right. A
hillbilly pool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think you've talked about this. It's just like a big like kiddie pool, but.
Yeah, but it's steel.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
they get really hot? You hang out there if like during summer it gets too hot out there and you're just like now you're boiling, so you got a Kyle boil instead of a crab boil.
Yeah. <You're> like, oh, just like come out like you look like what's the guy from fucking Futurama?
Zoidberg.
Zoidberg. Yeah, no, I was thinking about double walling it too. Like you could put another one in there and fill it with like spray foam or
something.
I'm
saying you could just baste yourself in fucking butter and lemon.
Yeah, put a fire underneath it. Ooh, boy. Put a filter on there. You know, it's not going to be perfect, but...
Your neighbor smells something cooking, comes over with a bib. Hey, how's it going? He's got a fucking lobster.
Are you ready yet?
Yeah.
I wanted to get like an ice machine. Like those industrial ones I see like in restaurants and shit where it's just like a big ass one.
Okay.
They like, then fucking take a bucket and just, you know, it'd be cool. Or just get ice and throw it in there and cool it down whenever it gets hot. So.
Yeah. Okay.
And then cover it because I don't want like a fucking cat falling in there, like a possum and then like dying in the water. That defeats the purpose. But.
Yeah. That's always,
you got a fair way to cover it.
Watch out for those guys.
Keep the bugs out.
It's funny, like, possums, like, they're, at least the ones that I've seen, they're pretty slow moving. And then this one guy, I was driving home, and then he's in the middle of the street, like, he, like, left way more, like, he thought he had plenty of time. And so I slowed to a stop, And then, but he's like, you can tell he's giving it everything he's got to get across the street. He's like fucking booking it. And just like, he's like slowly.
It's they're pretty calm. People kill them and shit because they think they carry rabies, but I don't think they actually carry rabies.
And
I think they're actually immune to rabies.
I think I've talked about this, but there's one video of just like, I don't know if the Instagram's still around. It's like drunk people doing things or whatever. It ended up being on my feed. I may have been following it. I don't remember. But it was like, you know, ones that you're like, okay, this is a waste of time. Stop following it. It was like this, you know, drunk chick downtown. And she's like, oh, look at this. And she's like petting a possum. And his mouth is just like wide open and his teeth are showing. He never once bit her. But he's like, he probably was scared as shit. It's like, please leave me alone. And she's like, oh, look at this. And he's like, God, that's not a puppy dog, you dumbass.
I hear they're pretty docile, actually.
Yeah.
You know, but they will go after, like, if you have, like, chickens and shit, they will go in and kill them. But,
well, you know. What boy doesn't love a test?
Yeah, of course.
But of course, what is? it's today at my work. So now we're, you know, wild world here. So working.
Whoa, you work?
Whoa, you got a job, dude? Sick. That's wild. That's wild.
Here's a trick I learned. I don't do shit.
I don't do shit all day. So went to work early, something around, you know, not early for some people.
Noon.
I woke up around fucking 1 p.m., you know, dicked around till 3, clocked into work at 4, left at 5. I was done.
Oh, damn. Well, don't out me, dude.
Edited my time card so it looked like I punched it at 8.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're like, what? You're stealing
numbers.
You're stealing my move. Yeah. but no, I was like, I'm like, okay, in like La Jolla area, you know, I mean, in my head, I'm like, I guess we're far enough away, but not really from, you know, any like, which was not true. Like, I'm like, oh, there's like no canyons or anything around here. But like, I found this like, just walking around my mall, this giant coyote. Those things are big. And I'm like,
yeah,
it was like right by my truck. I'm like, kind of like it like left me alone. At a certain point where I just had my coffee and like, I need a knife. For my EDC, what am I going to do to defend myself against this? He's going to hold me up.
Yeah.
I got $20.
Stab a coyote to death like 30 times.
So what am I going to do?
Your little micro knife.
I'm going to give him my Ridge wallet. And he's like, hey, why don't you give me that fucking turkey wrap you got there, Chubbo?
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Yeah, he doesn't want your coffee.
Yeah.
Shit from you.
But I was just like, I've never, like, I guess I've never seen one so close. It's like my truck's length away from me. I'm like, the hell is this thing doing here? And it just kind of just scurried away. Like, all right. He's like, probably he's like, I'm going to pretend I didn't see you. And I'm like, well, I'm going to do the same. Be on your way.
Likewise, gentlemen.
I'm like, hey, like, I got a truck to unload. If you want to help, I got a fucking shirt for you. Come here.
And get
some gloves and a shirt for you.
Yeah, we have pretty good 401k and benefits ain't too bad. So. Hey,
you're hired, pal. Let's go. We're short staffed.
Everyone else
over
had
here
to fucking get interviewed, and
it's on the spot. I'm wrestling a coyote to put on a t-shirt with the store's logo. It's like, come here. Like, we're short staffed here, pal. Somebody called out.
Seasonal's fine too.
Yeah. You got any friends?
Hours are flexible.
Yeah. Anyways, so
damn.
What are you talking?
Do you have reliable transport here?
Yeah.
How far away do you live?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm in it, baby.
So yeah. So you got your got your kind of like kiddie pool situation going on.
Yeah. It's Kyle's like 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
All right. It's like 3 feet or so tall.
Yeah. You can sit
that's
in there.
Good. It's good. Yeah. You can drown in that. Okay.
Can you like
put your arms up on it? I was thinking of getting like a chaise lounge actually.
Okay.
And just submerging it in there. It's like a long.
Yeah.
It's like 10 feet long.
Enough for you and Carrie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Maybe not with the chaise on there, but figure it out.
No. She can hang over the edge.
Yeah. put her toes in.
Yeah, just so you can relax.
I'm just splashing in there. Yeah.
You're splashing around like...
Just ruining like, everything.
I don't actually think about it. I don't know if she's going to be able to fit with all my G.I. Joes. And like
in the, when yeah, I put the battleship... rubber duckies and shit.
When I put the battleship in there. Sorry, babe. I made my choice.
Sorry, babe. We're doing sea trials today.
There's pirates here today.
So, got that. We haven't filled with water or anything.
Yeah.
I don't need to right now, but I've wanted to get one of those things for a while. Okay. And so I really wanted to get like the 10-foot circle one.
Yeah.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I have to like make the whole area flat for it. I'm like, maybe we'll just get another one of these and just chill out. Yeah. Put a TV outside.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Like a sound system. Ice machine. No, probably just go get ice from one of those, like, stand, you know, one of those, like, automated things.
Yeah, steal it from the lemonade stand. Some girl, you just like, bully her just and take your ice.
Tackle some kids.
Gary, go.
But you're talking about animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had to rescue three... turtles this past week.
Okay.
Or actually, the week before. But, yeah, I had to take them out of the road.
Well, some of those bastards can be pretty big and mean.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever fucking touch a
tortoise.
Like snapping turtles.
Yeah.
They do exist out here.
Yeah. But you know who's also a big, mean guy?
This guy. Yeah. Fuck, I'll snap at anybody. Give me the fucking chance.
There's too much ice in here. Can I get any Dr. Pepper in my drink?
You snap, yeah. I asked for diet.
I'm on a diet. I haven't had a carb in weeks.
Any spare carbs you got there, Sonny?
You kick open somebody's door. Any cobs in here? Here's Kyle.
He's like a crazy homeless man. You got any cobs? Cobs, please. So anyways, yeah, I had to pull three out of the road.
All right.
Well. And then a fourth one, I had to fucking straddle it while I was driving on the highway. I was like, oh, shit. You know, I'm like, whoa.
I had to do a 360 nose grind on that thing.
Like, you had to... bunny hop my truck over that bitch. Just,
land on it.
You just pull up on the steering wheel, dude. This is how you just jump that thing.
Yeah. Well, it's Good Samaritan. You're getting the...
But people were, like, pissed. The first time I did it, I was, like, I stopped, like, on, like, a low water crossing,
uh-huh.
Put my flashers on. I saw them there. So I grabbed them and took them across the road, put them there, and everyone, there's, like, three cars behind me. They're, like, I'm, like... Maybe they didn't know what I was doing. Like, I moved them out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked, like, it wasn't just like I could just scoot them off the trail because it was like concrete road, concrete side, and then dirt, and then there was like a berm of grass. I'm like, well, I'm putting him on the grass.
Yeah.
He was probably going to go down to the water anyways, but I'm like, put him there. That's the closest point. So I put him there, and I'm like having to cross the same thing I walked across, and everyone's like, stop both ways of traffic. They're like, what's this asshole doing?
Yeah.
Hey, get out of the road. No one said that, but.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's how I felt. I'm like, all right.
I'm doing something. Stop. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
you know,
so.
That's good
I'm
on
pretty
you.
Good, you know. I'm sure. Oh, I've seen him dead in the road, so I'm like, I don't really want, you know, anyone to run him over, so I'll take the 2 seconds just to fucking pull him out.
Yeah, these poor bastards.
Yeah.
Easily, you know, could get run over.
Oh, and the fucking splat, dude. They just like, just go. That literally, the shell is just bone. Like, it's literally their bones.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, it's like a, you know.
A hermit crab something, or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, they just get killed.
Yeah. They're fucked. What a way to go.
Especially in the, like, fucking big ass.
Especially in this economy?
Jesus. Yes.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
They just get fucked.
Dead turtles in this economy.
So, no, it's
you know, you're
like
good,
a, you know,
good guy.
Big ass trucks going everywhere. Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. This part of the country, big ass trucks.
Yeah,
crazy ass grandmas driving around.
Just all you see is just
in big ass trucks.
And
yeah, pretty much.
Some blue hair, and then just running over all the turtles, dude, hitting all the deer.
I passed this lady on the freeway, and she was driving like squinting.
Mm-hmm.
Like over the steering wheel, but eating at the same. She's eating.
She
and squinting
had to throw that element in it too.
Yeah, and she's all over the fucking road. She's
yeah,
like, you know, probably she looked like she was in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, the fuck are you doing? There's other people out here. Maybe you can't see them. She looked like she was missing her glasses or something. I don't know. She's like
fucking
squinting.
Mr. Magoo out there.
Yeah. And these like involuntary movements too. I'm like, maybe you shouldn't be driving too.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So all that makes you think, where are the parents?
Yeah. what's new with you, Brian?
Let's see. So I went to go see a show. So I went to go see a band play. And I say that, you know, I'm just like, I haven't done that in years. Really, I guess maybe the last time I saw it, went to go see a show that I didn't play, you know,
yeah,
was you know, Oz Fontaine or Osmo.
Yeah,
and that was a year ago.
He's playing tonight, so if yeah, you still got time after
he's got
a done with the podcast, you should
yeah,
go.
So shout out Oz Fontaine. I think he
invited me and I was like, oh dude, I can't make it.
It's pretty far drive. Yeah. I think unless he was joking, I think he's got a residency at Soda Bar on Mondays. So
nice.
He's, you know, he's getting after it. Our boy, Osmo and, Danny King over there doing it.
Friends of the show.
Shout out to him. I went to go see a band called Belvedere. So, Brian and Adam are big fans of this band. And I never heard of them. I think they've been talking about them for a
little. Must not be good because I'd never heard of them.
No, not like that.
You know how sound sometimes?
I've never heard them, never heard of them. And I'm like, you know, that's not a bad thing. But I'm like, oh, okay. I think, a couple of years they've mentioned it. And, you know, and I would say you're kind of the same too. People mention a band, you're like, oh, I'm totally going to check them out. Wink, double wink, never.
I've been playing for a while. 1998.
Yes, they've been a band for a long time. When they mentioned the last time,
it's pre-war, dude.
Yeah,
the band's pre-war.
They mentioned the last time they were in California was like 20 years ago. I'm like, 20 years ago? I'm like, you guys look pretty. Like, how old are you? I'm like, you look pretty like young. I look like shit. I'm 35. I'm like, how old are you? I'm like, I just go up to the singer. I'm like, What are you eating? You look good. What's your, like, he's not like in shape. Like,
you look really good.
You just don't look like dog shit. I'm not saying you look.
What are you doing later?
Yeah. What's your workout routine? Oh, you don't work out?
How cool. much do you bench?
Cool. Do you like McDonald's? I've never tried a Big Mac before. I'm just yelling at him. It's like, dude,
who's your daddy and what does he do?
Yeah, just start. Like non sequiturs. I've never heard of your band before. Well, we just played. No, I've now heard your band, but before I'd never heard of it. I'm just saying. Yeah. Why are we talking still? I don't know. still yelling. I don't.
You're yelling. Know. There's no music playing.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, So, went to go see them at the Poorhouse. So we just played there last month. So not just, but. I'm like, okay, good spot. Not, not a bad bar. They're, you know, adding more and more to their sound system. Because when we played there, we're like, hey, we just got these new powered speakers and this and this and this. We're going to test it out on your show. Awesome. I love the idea of testing out new equipment on our show.
Yeah.
But it sounded good then. It sounded good at this time. And
I'm glad that we practice enough so that you get a practice when we're ready to actually perform.
And thanks. So the one of the opening bands was Urethane. So a buddy of ours,
oh yeah,
Dylan
Wade.
Drums for them. Yep.
Dylan Wade.
Yeah. drums for them. So we've known them, I guess, since we were just graduated high school, playing on and off, in and out of bands together. So,
He might still be in high school actually playing.
Yeah, possibly.
I think we were.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so
North County,
Norco.
I was trying to do it.
That's what it is. That what we call it? Norco?
No, it is North County.
Yeah, so like that's like the difference of saying, oh, it's North County, San Diego. That's
it's funny because like they really were just from like Carlsbad, which is like not
that much farther
north than where we lived. But we still called it North County. It's like, man, once you pass that lagoon, man.
San Marcos, Escondido, and like Vista with them. And to me,
yeah,
those are all just L.A., basically. We're going on tour. We're playing San Marcos. It's 30 minutes away. It's a 30-minute drive.
You sleep in your own bed at night and then go back almost to the same city. Yeah. Vista, and then tomorrow we're doing San Marcos, and then the next day we're doing Escondido.
We get hotel rooms up there.
Oh, we're taking a break, actually, the next day.
Yeah.
And the next week, actually, we got to go to work.
Yeah, and then we're coming back.
We got to fund the tour, man.
We're coming back.
They already have the next show booked at the same venue.
But yeah, so it was fun seeing him play. His band... who's the guy? Steve Caballero. He's a skateboarder. Yeah. And he plays guitar for that band. Nice. So, which is cool. I guess I was never really into, like, skateboarders.
Yeah.
I don't know, people are like, oh, shit, Steve Caballero's band. I'm like...
Oh, shit, Tony Hawk's band. That's a little different, but...
Yeah. Oh shit, Bam Margera's band. Yeah. Yo.
Come on, Bam.
Come on, Bam. I got to go to work in the morning.
Come on, Bam.
So if it was Bam Margera's band, that'd be a little different. I'd be like, oh shit, yo.
CKY and him. It's just him skating the whole time and them playing.
And then they just play the one riff, only the riff from 98 Bitter Beam.
The whole time, yeah.
For 30 minutes, and I'd be like,
96, Brian.
90, well, yeah. Well, and they do two more because it's a long set, dude.
We're playing 98. Shut up. We made it the song. We get to change the name if we want to.
Oh, shit. And everybody just goes wild. They start, and a bunch of shopping carts are flying around the bar. And pushing people.
They just come out of nowhere.
Yeah. So it was cool. First time seeing Urethane. And then Belvedere got to, when we got to check them out.
Nice.
I had no idea what to expect. I had, we bought the tickets in advance. And I'm like, oh, I have a chance to listen to them in advance. But, let's just go into it cold.
Yeah.
Also, I had some more RU Garbage to listen to. So I'm like, let's go to listen to this first. Yeah. Get the AYG boys, shout out to them, instead of listening to a band I'm going to check out. And then, they crushed it. Really good. And then it's like a band where they're all pretty, not super technical, where it's like, this is obnoxious, But enough going on to, you're like, oh, shit. The guitarist is not like, they're not ripping, but they're all really together, not weird. Tiny
proficient.
Singing. Yeah. Drummer, nuts. This guy's tight as hell, and he sings, and the way he had his mic set up, which I thought was pretty cool, he had, like, a mic coming from, like, it was positioned behind him. It's almost like a scorpion tail kind of thing that hung right in front of him, so he didn't have to, one, turn his head to sing, but also he could look forward, to the crowd, and it looked like maybe a condenser mic. But it was hard to tell because it wasn't like a 58 or, a Sennheiser. And then, it sounded awesome because it maybe could have also added to him picking up the cymbal bleed, when he had it. So maybe it was an Omni condenser. So it was face to him so he could sing, but it also some enough of the bleed picked up in the mics, because I'm like, oh, the cymbal, like, they had a really good sound too because they weren't too loud. So it's like, yeah, too darn loud.
Sorry, you're just too darn loud.
They had these little mini heads, these Hughes and Kentner, I think 20 watt amps. So they're actually, I think I have a tube pre, but they're solid state. And they're like 20 watts, like that's just enough, you know? And so they're from Canada. And so like they're touring and they're like, okay, let's get some, you know, flyable rigs.
Canada, eh?
Canada, eh? And then so
Hughes
and Kentner, I don't remember the exact model, but I've seen them before.
They're not running revs? Come on.
No, but they're what the guy said, because we talked to him a little bit after the show. He's like, oh, they're perfect like for a fly gigs. It's like, oh, because you know, they're not really into the whole, like, oh, let's go digital yet, you know?
Yeah.
Still have some amps on stage. And so it's like, oh, he's like, I can actually put this head that I used to playing at band practice and stuff like that, put it in my carry-on.
Nice.
So if they like, oh, we've done some festival gigs, and you just roll up with this little thing, and then you put it on the backline cabs, because most festivals and everything have that. And so they worked it out, too, where there was a backline already there for them, which is, like,
nice.
They're a headlining band. I'm like, oh, cool. Can we not bring the cabs? Perfect.
No, we need you to fly with those.
You guys bring these cabs, and then we're just going to put the heads on. And it sounded great. It weren't too loud. Let the sound engineer was able to do her thing and got them all, you know,
excuse me,
cooking. So is, I don't know, something to be said, like, you kind of want more mics on things, but it's like at a certain point it could be like too much. And it's like, okay,
yeah,
you're trying to fight everything else by turning other things down and up, but it ended up working out really well. So yeah, that was fun to go see, you know, a show actually. And sometimes you're like, I'm here and I'm not worrying about my amps, not worrying about my guitars getting ripped off, or not trying to, like,
yeah, just living in the moment, man.
Not trying to, like, you know, sell stuff, because sometimes you have to, like,
not
hang
a
out.
Cell phone in sight.
Yeah, I was just on my phone playing Tetris. I'm like, oh shit, good song, dude.
Yeah, fucking your asshole.
I always like that joke, or the you know, just the bit of just like pulling out your Switch and being in the front of a of a show.
Jesus.
And just, yeah, busting it out, but you're standing right in front. Just
throw the horns up and then go back.
Every
to
once in a while, you push pause to go, like, yeah. You're playing Zelda at the front. You're like, oh, shit.
They should then project that onto the back screen while you're playing. Make you part of the show.
Yeah.
You're now the artist in the show.
Yeah, I'm the one. And then everybody starts like, this is fucking it, man.
Sick. I love the way you got that fucking line in there, bro. That brain. The brain.
Just,
I don't know what the terminology for that shit is.
For the Tetris?
Yeah. Bro, you broke the line, bro.
You're at it because, like, they don't want cell phone use at, like, comedy clubs, but they didn't say anything about, like, a Nintendo Switch. So you yeah, bust that out. I'm like, I'm not. It's not phone. It's not phone.
It's not recording anything, okay?
But you should record this. I'm fucking about to fucking get a Tetris.
Is that what it's called? A Tetris?
Yeah, it's when you get
that's
four.
That's not a that's you not got a Tetris?
Yeah, a Tetris is where you get four lines out.
That's called a Tetris.
Yeah, that's Tetris. I don't know if it's a Tetris, but it could be a Tetris.
I understand how the game is played.
Yeah.
Just the terminology does not make sense.
That's what a Tetris is getting four lines out, because that's the maximum lines you can get out. Hello.
Oh.
Hello, planet
makes
Earth,
sense.
Kyle. Have you ever fucking been to it?
No.
But other than, you know, going to a show, it's always fun because it kind of gets you jazzed up to be like, oh, man. You want to play, you know, you want to, you know, you know, get some shows going. But, yeah, got that one coming up. Going to plug it again. April 19th, we're opening up for Guttermouth at the Holding Company. That's always, you know, going to be a good time there. So.
Damn, they'd love you.
Yeah, so it's a good club to get into. So we're happy to play there again. But, yeah, nice. That's kind of it, you know. got some recordings coming up, and gonna start doing some scratch tracks and getting ready for that. So trying to be as ready for a recording as we can be. And so instead of going in and like, all right, play to the click and figure it out, Brian. We're gonna go fucking smoke some weed and drink some beers. Yeah, just have the drummer. There was a drummer. I mean, well, we did that where I think it had you try to play with him to a click.
Yeah.
It was Ruda, and he just it was for some reason bugging him more than and throwing him off more than anything. To where like the next day, it's like he was a brand new guy. He's like, I'm just gonna play to a click, and he was like the most on he was ever
consistent. Yeah,
because he just was like, all right, I don't need to have music to kind of guide me. I just need the boot, doot, 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 boot, doot, 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 boot. And I'm like, to me, that's really hard to just play to a click. I've done it and I don't like it. I much rather play to like even a basic easy drummer track. Can I just set up a doot, cat, doot, cat, doot, cat, doot, cat? I can play to that so much more than doot, 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 bat, doot, doot.
Yeah, it's tough, but you know. You gotta do it.
Yeah.
If you're playing with other musicians, then like it's like courteous to actually play to, you know, I think.
To a
click.
Yeah. I mean, but if you can play to a click, not only to a click, I'd much rather do that.
Yeah.
But
anyways, that's the what's new, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So, this, I guess, it's kind of, it definitely is a ripoff. It's more of a, it's a homage.
Yeah. Some of these you might even say is a tribute.
Yeah, it's a tribute. It's an homage. This is us stealing 60 Cycle Hum Valor. So shout out to those guys, Ryan and Steve. We love you, baby. But we found a couple.
We all see the ads when we're scrolling.
Yeah.
We see some shit.
I seen them. So Kyle and I got a few ads that like we were like screenshotting and sending to each other and be like, it's mainly like for us, it's just, well, like their show. So this is 100% stealing their bit. So sorry.
Yeah.
Send sorry, the bill to.
Not sorry.
Yeah. Send the bill to the Gearslum at gmail.com.
Probably. That's probably it.
That probably is it. So, anyways. So, sorry. We're stealing their bit. Go listen to their show. If there's no way that you listen to this show and haven't listened to them. So this is us just ripping off them, and we found some ads that we just want to riff on. Kyle sent me this one.
Yeah. This one bugged me so much. I saw it, like, yesterday or the day before that it popped up when I was just talking to you. It just pissed me off. So we're like,
yeah. Okay. So got this guy.
Yeah. Go to 1 of 7. No, there you go. There you go. So first of all, scrolling through this guy. What caught my eye was that it's in a this head, right? So this is for people that are just listening. This is a Bassman head.
135.
It's like the chassis in a new hand built. I shouldn't say new.
Mm-hmm.
It's a handmade enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And this caught my eye because I saw the grill cloth. I was like, what the fuck? It's not even a grill cloth. It's OSB, which is like particle board.
Yeah.
All right, so you have the MDF, which that's what the actual. Most of the time, your MDF is what your cabinets are actually made out of and stuff.
And
but then they got OSB, which is like the large flakes of wood.
Yeah, isn't that the MDF? And is that what this?
Yeah, like, that's what that is. The cab OSB.
It's not even solid wood. This looks like actually like a cabinet that was or a dresser that was taken apart. And he's like, you know what? Because you could still have the white paint that's on here. And you're just like, oh, I'm going to make a chassis out of this to put
100%. It's probably some IKEA thing. The guy took a router to it and rounded all the edges.
Yeah, which I do like the, not, you know, waste not, want not kind of deal. But it's also like, that's a tough look.
Yeah. You throw some spray paint on it, no one is the wiser, I'm sure. Okay. Yeah. This guy wants for this head $650 for this thing. All right.
Yeah.
And says, yeah, you have the ad. All right. He says that it's worth $2,000. worth over. And then he presents his evidence on that, by the way.
Yeah, as a description.
Screenshot.
Yeah, right? Or it says, all new tubes and insides at Mama Musical Exchange. So two M's there. I don't know if that's a typo.
Yeah. 13 years ago, they were new.
Yeah.
Okay.
About there.
but he hasn't used it, so it has no hours on this.
Yeah. So worth over $2,000. So this bugs me, because it's supposed to be the dollar sign, then 2,000.
Yeah, exactly. People do that shit all the time. Bugs the shit.
It's like, yes, I know that's how it's read, is $2,000 sign. But, and then it says, my friend rebuilt the wood box, front panel, and it needs to be,
No, shit.
Your friend, built a wood box and put it in there. He didn't rebuild the original one. It's like,
yeah.
Call and text Louie. The guy's name is not Louie.
Yeah. I'm sure the inside of that cabinet was not white.
So this is probably who it is.
Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's also confusing. This dude's name, Call Louis.
Yeah.
So but it's not who posted it.
Well, has Louis cause, scratched on the front there, which is not even like a cool like engraving. It's like somebody took a blade and just typed it, like
scratched what you would into do, aluminum.
Or you would see on your school desk table in high school when people would be like, so and so sucks.
Someone put dick, they just spelled dick or something, like,
dick penis.
That's what, small penis. Yeah, but so anyways, here's the evidence,
of
this amp being over $2,000. Okay, so he presents a Fender. Okay, that's correct. Bass, guitar head. This is a American Musical Supply ad that pops. When you type in, all right, first of all, he searches Fender Music Man.
Okay, two N's.
With two N's, bass amp head.
Yeah.
Okay, it tries to correct it for him. He doesn't click the, show me the results for that. Anyways, It shows the super bassman in this. This is what's front and center on. He screenshots this page, which shows three other amps, by the way. One is a Music
Three
Man.
Three completely different amps on that front page that he screenshots. And he's showing the ads, not like the top results.
And he's showing a brand new super bassman.
Which is
from American Musical Supply.
Modern.
And then he's showing a used Guitar Center ad on here for a bassman. Still not the same amp as his.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the same knobs on the front. Nothing's the same.
His is a bassman 135, which has a master volume. And he's showing a screenshot for a silver face bassman 50, probably, from the 70s. And he also has the modern bass head. So it's a bassman that is meant for bass guitar. You got fucking Green Day playing that amp. You got Rancid and a whole bunch of others that I can't name. But it's meant for bass guitar, like the low end. I'm sure the original bassman was, but a lot of people use it for guitar. Like that's what it's popular for. And then modern bassmans are 300 watts or 500 watts and hybrid. So he's showing
not 137.
So he's got that. He just totally doesn't know what he's talking about. Because I'm going back to the main picture. You see, it's meant for, it doesn't have a master volume, modification. It's the master volume.
No, and this has a volume for each channel, right? But it has an EQ. The other ones are missing something else too. Yeah, because there's three knobs on each of those channels.
Yeah, it's probably volume, bass, and tone.
Yeah.
And then
and go back to that first one. This is something I noticed after you had put it into this format here.
Uh-huh.
It's sitting in the fucking rain. But you brought up it's in a trash. Don't worry. It's sitting half on a trash bag.
He's going to cover it
like
back
it
up.
Just emerged out of the trash.
He's like, don't worry, I'm going to put this back in its case.
Yeah.
It's out of storage.
We don't want the MDF to swell up like a fucking sponge. It's literally sitting on wet like tarmac. It's sitting outside a storage unit.
It's out of storage unit. I think this dude just won Storage Wars and now he's like trying to unload this fucking thing.
Made up a whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to my guy Louie.
The freaking drywall screws he used to put this thing together.
And then the plywood.
Plywood's holding up the chassis so the tubes don't crush on the inside of this thing. God damn.
But the fact that he thinks he has something that's like $2,000 and he's like, he's giving you a break.
With the cable wrapped around the preamp tube, ready to just jerk that bitch out of there.
That's just a good find.
God damn, I couldn't resist.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
So bad. And it's just like, what are you fucking on?
That he thinks that like this is good. Like you'd be a fool not to take.
And what happened? What's amazing is the other cabinet that this was in must have been in pretty good shape that this guy could basically take an almost exact replica.
Yeah.
Look at the edge. Like everything is pretty much like what it looks like.
Yeah.
But it's in a different material.
Yeah. I don't know why you couldn't just use real wood.
Well, that's how they all are. They don't use real wood.
I know. I mean, you know, some of them do. So like
maybe Mesa does.
Yeah. But it's like if you're going to rebuild it, but then again, probably doesn't give that much of a shit. Cause this is definitely like a reused material. This has to be from like a dresser.
Yeah, something like the top of a dresser.
Not bad, because like, it kind
of
almost
or it's like literally a countertop out of someone's house.
Yeah. Kind of looks almost like piping around the front.
Yeah, but that's just paint.
I know, that's just white paint from...
what kills me, I bet if you pull that piece of wood out, the front of the chassis falls down.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how if you look at the back... He has a dowel, basically, like a little piece of wood, which is plywood, by the way, not even a piece of solid wood, and that's holding up the chassis.
Yeah. He's
God damn.
He's a good guy.
It's the freaking crackhead special on this thing.
Yeah, no, that's funny. I like how that got your eye and pissed you off so much, because it's just a blatant lie. And
I don't know anything about those amps, but I know... That's one. That's not how you treat a tube amp. Lay it in the fucking rain.
But it's like his evidence of to say like it's over $2,000 is all false. And like, I don't know. Maybe it's because we play amps and know amps and know what to look for. Like, but you know, it's like those knobs are completely off count. It's completely different amps, and you're spelling these things wrong. But also,
I know they make a million of those types of amps, and they've made them forever. So there's. So many different generations of those.
Yeah, and variations.
But still, it took me 5 seconds. I typed in Bassman 135 and I got a bunch of examples.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is a $900 amp or $1,000 amp in a good case, like in a good cabinet.
Yeah.
And not has someone else's stupid ass name scratched in the front of it.
Yeah. And then also it's like, where did he get Music Man from?
Yeah.
So that one was pretty good. I was like, it just pissed you off so much, but it also is just, there's a lot of dumb shit.
There's like, so many things in there. You're like, what the fuck is going on?
Dumbassery going on.
Yeah.
This is mine.
This is your classic one.
Yeah. I saved this a while ago. And then one of my favorites. So somebody, I think at one point in time, I was looking at Roland jazz choruses. And, I do like the idea of the heads because
Yeah, you got cabs, throw it on
there.
Yeah,
you got plenty of...
Or just go direct in, whatever.
You have exactly. I have, like, the cab M's, or, you know, I could put it on, you know, 412 that I have, something like that. And then I saw this, I'm like, that's pretty cool, and it wasn't for a ridiculous price, and then I'm like, huh, what the fuck is this? Yeah. So, there's a dirty old sock just sitting on top of the amp head, and some...
Some crusty old sock on top.
So it's like, okay, you posted this on Reverb to sell it, which I get it, but then you just have a dirty old sock on top of it.
A nasty ass hat.
Mm-hmm. So not even just saying, hey, if it's a sock that was used for its design purpose of you know, being
on your feet
and then going in your shoes.
Oh, okay. Jerking off is not their original.
Well, hold, hang on.
Load them up.
Load up that sock. But, like, okay, so it would be, you know, still pretty gross. So, you know, I'm not a feet guy, and I know.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
I know my
feet. Some people are, germophobes would be like, ugh.
I just know, you know, my feet are, they stink. Like, I wouldn't want you to have a pair of my old socks. You'd be like, oh, yeah. God. Although the wool socks are primo. Been getting into those. Oof, those are all right. Let me tell you. I think the idea, I think you think too, and I thought of it as well. It's like, oh, why do I want my socks, my feet all warm? But yeah, why do I want them warm and dry and soft? You know.
Awesome. Yeah, this isn't a tube amp where, like, you can put it on top and dry your socks out.
Anyway, so, wool socks aside, well, you know, different discussion for a different day. These are just somebody's socks.
Back to the jizz chorus here.
So, yeah, exactly. That could have been just somebody's dirty old sock they just, like, you know, caught a beat in, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, I'm going to save this for later.
Oh, he's having, like, the... You know, the clarification after the full, what do they call that? The full blank. I'll say it, full nut clarity. As soon as you're done, God, that was disgusting. What was I just watching? Yeah. You're like, God, where did I end up?
Where it's like he looks at his phone, he closes 50 windows. He's like, what the fuck?
Where am I? Yeah, basically. Maybe that's what it was. He just, like, puts it on the top, like, oh, God. Well, anyway, it's going to sell this.
It's like, oh, yeah,
socks
I forgot.
Fucking warm.
I forgot. I'm broke. I need to make money. So, let me sell my amp. So he throws the thing on there, smacks it on top, and then he goes, like, I need to go get my camera.
It sticks.
It sticks to it. It's like putting it up on the wall. Sticks to the wall.
It's like those things you get in the gumball twisty thing.
It's like the hand.
The hand. He does that with the sock. To the top.
But yeah, I like that. Like, was it? Yeah, you said the post nut clarity. It was,
that's what his post nut clarity. Where am I? I gotta sell. Yeah, I gotta make rent.
I think that was a Tasteless Gentleman riff that they were doing. It's like, yeah, I think every time you're gonna make a big decision, you could better just like beat off and figure it out. It's like, I'm gonna buy a car. Beat off. You know what? I guess I don't need that charger.
I don't need the charger at 36%
percent APR. And you're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go, I'm hungry. I need to go buy, you know, get some lunch. You beat off. You're like, I guess I'm going to have a salad today. I'm going to be healthy. But yeah, no, this is a good guy here. I like him too. Just fucking beating off in his sock. It looks like he's got two socks there too. So he probably did it twice. Let me put my best girls on display. Oh, no. For him, he's probably like, oh, you know, like guys have like, what, the car girls? You know, car shows. That's his. He's like, these are my best gals. Put them on display so that people like turn some heads and people are like, oh. Do the socks come with the amp? But I mean, an obvious one is just like clean the fucking amp. Get the, like, you have five things on top of that amp. Get them out of the way. That would take 30 seconds or less. Jesus Christ. So you don't want to sell the thing. Right?
No.
It's like, yeah. I wonder if that's going to show up in the video.
Oh, you can see this.
Yeah.
I just forgot how to draw on the fucking...
Kyle's drawing on the picture for the audio listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good times. It looks like it's like almost like breathing fire.
The sock. Green, nasty.
Anyways, it's almost like, you know, like people who don't clean pedals and shit like that. It's like if you're selling them and listing them, it's like give a shit. Give a hoot. Read a book.
Even if I'm posting shit like on pedal boards, I'm like, let me wipe this down with the fuck. I have like a duster in here.
You're like, oh, let me wipe this down with my jizz sock.
Yeah. Like crusty ass. Yeah, be careful. It might sand away some of the finish.
Yeah. If it's one of the, like, it's a hard one.
It.
Yeah, it's a hard one. You're like, ding, ding. It's like, yeah. So, yeah. So that's one of my favorites. I kept sending it to Kyle so much that I think, like,
it was popping up on my feed. I was scrolling down like Facebook,
yeah,
even just Facebook Marketplace, and it pop up like, "Hey, you see this amp? You seen it before, right? What you think?" And I, yeah,
you think this? You heard about this?
What's the first word that comes to mind when you think of this?
Jizz chorus. Jizz?
Boom, jizz chorus.
Got him. All right, and then this is one, an ad. I'll see if I can block the guy's name out here.
Yeah,
but speaking along the lines of jizz.
Yeah, goddamn. This is not a bad deal, actually, for this setup.
Yeah.
I mean, I think,
yeah,
you know.
Got an Ampeg stack here that he's selling. So it's a Ampeg Classic, the tube amp.
Not sure what year the head is, right? We'll assume it's an earlier one, right?
Yeah, they both look like they're made in, you know, the St. Louis.
Yeah, St. Louis music.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what's going on down here?
So it's all, I guess we'll start from the top. So it's all kind of, you know, the head looks pretty clean and then starts going down to the cab. The cab is like roughed up a little bit, normal wear and tear. You know, if you're like a more of a rough.
It's ripped up. Yeah. You know, it's seen some tours.
I think your cab's kind of got beat up like that, but you keep
a little bit
adhesive, you know, the sides down. So it's not as bad. And once we get to the bottom row, the bottom two speakers.
This is the tribute model.
Yeah, that's the tribute.
Yeah. Mazda like, tribute right here.
What, like, why? Where does that white shit come from? And the obvious joke is that it's cum, but I'm like, there's,
yeah,
like.
What is it?
Yeah.
Can we zoom in on this? I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Let me see. Wrong way. Oh,
enhance.
Just like, so it looked like it literally splattered and it ran down. Like you could see it just ran down.
And I'm thinking was it somebody doing, well, they put water in their mouth and do like a spit or whatever to be like cool for, God, now he's drawing more jizz. But that's really what it looks like. And I was like, well, I don't see how that happens. I've had plenty of amps. We've gigged plenty of times. We've
never
toured.
Jizzed on my amp before.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah. And like, and you're saying that you see this a lot, like this like
it
type of like,
a lot of fucking jizz.
A lot of the stain is on amps and people.
You can take this grill cloth off.
Completely.
Literally, it comes off. It's in a frame. All right. Hold on, this last one. Outline a couple of these here. All right, so that's where the splatter happened, officer.
You're like Madden. You're like, the jizz is coming over here. This guy needs to come.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Which way do you think the jizz came from? No, it's like Dexter. His blood splatter.
But your
analysis.
Gum splatter.
Gum splatter. You're like, I think it came from this direction. Right?
After he was done playing Nintendo Switch, He's playing one of those hentai games.
Right here. This is where the problem is. No, anyway, so... I totally forgot what I was.
You're going.
I see a lot of this. Yeah.
You're at the scene of the crime. You go and you like take your finger. And you're like,
it's come.
You're like, yeah.
25 year old male.
You go and spit
Mountain
it out.
Dew. Like Mountain Dew, definitely.
Plenty of Doritos. Talk about Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Canvas the area. Was the closest Taco
like
Bell?
You go up to him.
Pull the security camera.
Yeah, we found the perp. Like, yeah. How do you know? Does this look familiar? You've been holding it in your mouth the whole time.
You're interviewing the guy in the fucking station house.
Yeah, pretty hot.
Does
under
this
these
look
lights,
familiar to you? Look at it. Look at it.
Pretty hot under these lights, eh, Seinfeld? yeah, no, that's pretty good. It's just, I have no idea what that is, and I've seen that stain on amps plenty of times, but like you said.
All the time.
If you're going to sell this amp, pull the screen off and just hose the damn thing off. Worst case scenario.
Take a spray bottle with like a little bit of soap and warm water, just spray it off.
Yeah.
God, take a brush to this thing.
Some elbow grease.
God damn. Yeah. Fuck.
That's the problem with millennials nowadays. They just don't give a shit.
Yeah, there's jizz over everything.
There's
no respect for the
just coming willy-nilly like their mom's going to fucking clean up the mess.
Excuse me, your mom doesn't live here.
Normally, there would be one of those Ampeg 810 screens in the laundry, and she would clean it, throw in the wash. Yeah. She'd hang it out to dry.
Like, what's wrong with your amp screen? Looks like you have some fungus or something.
Anthony,
it's
the
same
wrong
thing
with
that's happening with your socks.
Boing, doing, doing, doing. Dents the fucking washer. Like,
yeah. Take it to an anvil and a blacksmith is trying to
bend it back.
Soften it up.
Oh, man. So,
oh, shit.
That's pretty good. So I hope that was good for audio listeners. But
probably not.
Kyle and I were tossing back and forth. I'm like, yeah, this might be good for an episode. So totally a ripoff of a 60 cycle hum. Shout out to him. So go check him out.
I mean, we got some support from that show directly. So I think we're allowed to just pretty much steal. We have the blessing.
He should,
you know, from one of the hosts.
Beat the shit out of you for stealing his idea. Not me. He's way closer to me, but he should go all the way out there.
No, you're the whipping boy. He shows up on your doorstep on a rainy day, a trench coat, beats the shit out of you.
He's riding.
What did I do?
He's riding a coyote. I'm like, oh shit. He's got a sled pulled by a possum and a coyote.
And turtles.
And a bunch of turtles. This is for talking shit. He punches me in the stomach.
Keep my name out your mouth.
He says, keep our name out your fucking mouth. He punches me in the gut. I didn't know you were friends with coyotes and turtles.
They've been watching you, keeping tabs on you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit. This is the main episode. God damn.
What do you know about turtle, dude? Anyways, let's bring it on in for a landing. What do you say?
Yeah.
All right. So I just want to say thank you for tuning into the Tone Tricks podcast. We love you for it. You know, if you like the show and want to, you know, support us and help us out, give us, you know, a follow on Instagram, posting cool shit over there. Give us, or join
are
the
we,
Facebook
though?
Group. Yeah,
are we?
Trying to.
Are we?
We have a Facebook group, which is pretty cool. So link in the description, or you can search the Tone Jerks on Facebook. And then if you want to give us a sub, give us a dom over there on YouTube. We're less active over there over the past couple months or so, but just burped right in the mic. So I just keep going.
Can't stop this fucking train.
Yeah, I posted first video in a while over there. I'm going to post a backlog over there. And I'm like, oh, we've been getting more subs on that channel. than I thought. So, yeah, keep it coming. You know, give us a sub, and we'll post more of the video pods, more of the vlogs and stuff over there. Or, you know, demos and shit like that, maybe. But, yeah, YouTube. And if you really like the show, you can help support us on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. But if you double down for $2 a month, you get an extra episode every week. And I know we've been bad about missing some episodes here on the main feed, but we don't miss them on Patreon. So we officially definitely have more Patreon episodes than we do main. So, you know, for $2, you get your money's worth over there. You get, you know, the bonus behind the scenes content over there, behind the paywall. So it's fun over there. We're having a good time. What, guys can't have fun anymore? So, check it out, patreon.com/thetonejerks. And just for the support, we wanted to give you a huge shout out, a sizable acknowledgement. Colin, you got to listen for me?
I got it, Rachel.
Why don't you give it to...
I got Andrew Walsh from Andrew's Alcove and Red Four, his synth project, Abe Newman, Michael Newman, Nicholas Payson, Nicholas Ogburn, Doug King, Doug Chris from 37FX, Masters of the Cinematic Universe, also the Just Price podcast. I got Joe from the Like My Network, Masters of the Cinematic Universe, and also the Just Surprise Me podcast. I have Will Leahy from the Just Surprise Me podcast. Energy Weapon. God damn it. The next one to share.
You got on my ass for fucking up a couple times.
Well, I can't read.
Fair enough. There you go.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know. Sherry Maps, Tony DeGraw from Texas State, Boggle Champs. We got.
I never learned to read.
Like, oh God! Answer a chord. RJ Smith from Teletalks, Televised Neon, his synth project. Oh, yeah. I have Jamie Davis, Johnny Ray, Steve Rao from 60 Cycle Hum. He gave us the blessing to do that last segment, and thank you so much in advance.
it's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission or something like that. Yeah, wait, no, that's probably
all the way around.
That could be taken a different way.
No, you're right. Yeah, you got it. That was the right way.
Yeah, but that I just said that. No, like that doesn't sound good.
No, of course not.
Let's roll that back. Maybe that's a little different in 2024.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Kind of like what boys can't be boys anymore.
You're getting Brian Tude over there. It sounds like.
Oh no, they're coming over. Kick the door down.
Kevin E. Quits from Quits Guitars. Co. Schneider from Night Tides, the band. Alvaro Viramontes, Brian Nutter of Nutter Guitars.
Mel Chipson. Spaceballs. You're like Night Tides, the flamethrower. Night Tides, the cereal.
Yeah, I'll do that next time. Mel Chipson of Chipson Guitars. Sean Arbo from Gun Street Wiring Shop. Sean Fahey from the band Shadowhounds out of San Antonio. Yeah, Sean Wright from Lollygagger Effects and How to Fucking Solder on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Juan Ortiz from Tone Hungry Effects. Mike Oxbig. Denny Whacked It. Mm-hmm. And Zach Hailed everywhere. Eric Merrow from YouTube, Instagram. And the Movie Podium Podcast. That's Scott Hamilton from the Effects Loop Podcast. Matthew Fenslaw, Matthew Davis, Chase Stevens, and Pete from over there. And that is the list. And thank you so much.
That was a fun one. We will see you next time.
Bye.